Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. It is Friday morning, 6:04. Right off the bat, congratulations to Mike Gillinger. Put $1,000 in his pants.
Yeah! Yeah, I just won $1,000. I can't believe it. This is great.
Yeah, it's great. It's good.
I know.
That's the way to kick off a weekend. So Mike, along with everybody else who took that word, entered it through the free KKLZ app or online through our website, 96.3kklz.com, has a shot to win the grand prize in the 10K payday contest of $10,000.
That is nice. That is nice.
So your next chance to win coming up a little bit later on, about 8 o'clock or so, we'll have a new code word for you.
You sounded a little Catholic there. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's good. God is great. God is good. Let us thank him for our food.
Amen.
Or our food. Yeah. I don't know. Yes, I know.
Hail Mary, full of grace, help me find a parking space.
Yes.
It works, people.
It does work. I mean, everybody's religious when it comes to food, parking, and gambling.
Yes.
Oh, and sex, too.
Every once in a while.
Boy, aren't we? Huh?
That hasn't worked for me yet.
No. Are you talking about parking, Morty?
Yes.
Can I be honest this morning? Yeah. I have to tell everybody that we have a morning show fridge all to ourselves.
Yeah.
And I just looked in there.
Uh-huh.
And there is still fruitcake.
Yeah.
From last year.
Yes, from last year. There's just a little bit of it left. Listen, I try to stay away from a lot of sweets, but almost every single day I've had a little slice of fruitcake.
You've been nickel and diming this thing.
Oh, man, because I can't. It has to be a tiny piece, because one piece is equal to like a half a regular cake. So I have to be careful. I ran 3 miles yesterday so I can eat that tiny slice.
You could have a sliver of fruitcake.
It's literally a sliver, too. It's like a quarter of an inch the way they slice them in there. So, yeah, I have to be very careful. But there's a lot of rum in that thing. Oh, man, is it good.
You know what? I'm going to bring in a little baggie because
there's
this big tin.
You know what? Actually, I think I have a baggie. I'll take that out. I know it's taken up. I didn't realize it's taken up the whole fridge. And why don't you just say it? It's your fridge.
We share.
Well, we do, but you know, God, you can't even fit a piece of cheese in there with that tin.
Come on now.
I know.
Weather-wise, increasing clouds today. It's been so nice.
It's been beautiful.
Actually put the top down yesterday.
Oh, nice.
63 for the high today. Possible showers over the weekend. Tomorrow, the high 56, 57 on Sunday, 42 now. Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, even the Sopranos cast didn't know what that ending meant. I'll let you hear a little bit of what they talked about.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, the big news all this week, of course, Jeff Bezos' divorce. Well, lo and behold, they did not have a prenup.
What?
Yeah, no prenup. They got married 25 years ago when Amazon was, not even.
Yeah.
And, so that $136 billion fortune, it will probably be split down the middle still. 25 years they've been together.
Ew.
Yeah.
See, that's why I kept my marriages to a minimum.
Yes, down the aisle, back, you know what? We're done.
No, we're still going to try. We're hanging out for the kids.
You were smart. You were very smart. Now, the National Enquirer has posted messages that Jeff wrote to his alleged mistress and girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And one says, "I love you.
Yeah.
Alive, girl. I will show you with my body and my lips and my eyes very soon. I want to smell you. I want to breathe you. I want to hold you tight. I want to kiss your lips. I love you. I am in love with you."
What?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Are you sure this isn't the guy that was at the doorbell that...
I want to kiss you all over.
I think he ripped off that.
Over and again.
It's Jeff Bezos right there. A little right there.
It's a fancy doorbell, though.
Yes.
Oh.
The night closes in.
Sing it, Jeff.
That's like one of my... I seriously love that man. I really do. I'm going to see if I can find him.
Okay.
I really have to see if I can find him. Mike, do you watch Criminal Minds?
No, I can't.
No?
It got too heavy for me.
Okay.
Freaked me out. I couldn't sleep.
I didn't realize it's been on 15 years. It'll be its 15th season next season. And that's going to be it. They're going to end it after that. But the producers say it will be an epic final season. So you might want to tune in. And the Sopranos cast reunited for their 20th anniversary. Now, Edie Falco says she didn't know James Gandolfini, but she knew Tony well. However, she did not understand the end of the show.
I didn't understand the ending. It's exactly like Maureen said. Life goes on, but we're just not privy to it anymore as audience members.
Right.
And how many people have said to me, no, I get that, but what actually happened? Well, that I can't tell you.
Right. I don't think anyone knows what actually happened.
No.
That is.
And I think that was the best part of it.
It was. And I know at that time we were all like, what? Wait a minute. Hold on. And people still talk about it. But a lot of shows, they do just that. They leave it up to you. Yeah. They just kind of leave it up to you. Whatever you think happened, happened. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
Mike and Carla, morning show at about 6:38. A couple of minutes ago, earlier in the hour, talking about the fruitcake that's still in the morning show refrigerator from last year.
All right, fine.
Morty, our new morning show producer, who we introduced you to at the beginning of the week.
Yeah.
Shocked everybody by saying, I've never had fruitcake.
Right.
So Morty had a taste test. And the first question was, there's no chocolate in it.
Yeah, he said there's no chocolate in it, right? Why, Morty?
Deathly allergic to chocolate.
Because he can die.
Deathly. Of all the things to be deathly allergic to, that is the worst.
Oh, Morty. The only thing worse, I don't even know, pizza or sex, something like that. I don't know.
Now, first off, how did you like the fruitcake?
It was good. I liked it. I've had many people tell me it's a bad experience. They're wrong. They're definitely wrong.
Yes. Now, here's the thing. You have to get a fruitcake. I was saying that fruitcake costs about $40. It's not a cheap fruitcake at all. And a good one has to soak for a while in brandy. They, like, literally soak the fruit in brandy or rum. Right. And then you wrap the cake in a brandy or rum cloth and let that, you let it sit for a while in
the
freezer.
It's a process.
It's a process. So a good one tastes good, and it tastes a little boozy.
So look at that. First experience with fruitcake.
I know.
But I want to get back to your chocolate allergy. Mm-hmm. When did you first find out? What happened when you ate chocolate for the first time?
I was in grade school. Yeah, I was in grade school, and someone gave me a Nestle's Crunch Bar. Mm. A friend gave me a Nestle's Crunch Bar, and I took two bites out of it, and I woke up in a hospital.
Ah, oh, jeez.
Oh, I mean, that's not funny.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That's what worries me, is not that you're allergic to something, but when you first find out are. What can happen?
And I don't eat them a lot. I don't eat it a lot. But when I found out I was allergic to avocados, my God, my throat, like you, though I hope I wouldn't die from it. But my throat closed up. My lips were huge. Yeah. I came into work the next day. It was awful. Awful.
Jody's allergic to something, and we can't figure it out.
Which, I don't know what it is. Yeah. It's something that...
But her lips will puff up.
Yeah.
And it's kind of hot.
Oh, it's so
hot. And I said,
hot.
We have to...
No, it's not hot at all. Because I'm going to tell you right now, you're not going to kiss them. So.
Oh, I did.
Oh, God.
She would let me because they were burning. But I said, we have to find out.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to eat too much of whatever makes your lips puff. But now, they're perfect.
Oh, yeah, perfect. Why does it always go back to, I'm dying. Yeah, but your lips are hot. No, I'm dying.
I'll have to call her and find out what it is.
Not how
awful.
You feel.
Ugh, it's awful.
Anybody else?
Feeling.
What are you deathly allergic to?
Yeah.
Maybe somebody you know, somebody in your family that you have to go that extra mile to say, I got to make something separate for them.
Right. I mean, like, Morty, you can't even touch it. You can't even touch chocolate.
Nope.
Jeez.
702-739-9636. Text or call. Mike and Carla, morning show. It's 6:55 earlier, talking about what you're allergic to. And we're talking deathly allergic to.
Yeah.
Our producer, Morty, deathly allergic to chocolate.
Right. Oof, man.
People texting in.
Yeah, Robin, and this is not unusual. She says, my stepfather is allergic to nuts, any nuts. He'll go into convulsions. Thanksgiving dinner, I make a separate stuffing because my recipe calls for chestnuts. So you can't even be near nuts if you have an allergy like that. Now, one of our other listeners says, I think we can all relate to this one. I'm deathly allergic to stupidity. makes my blood pressure go up, my head starts to hurt, and I get all itchy and annoyed.
So why is he listening to us? Yes. Get that.
Pull away. EpiPen.
I told you Jody's lips get puffy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we don't know what it is.
Oh, God.
And I got her on the phone, and we really don't, do we?
You never have heard it out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I went to an allergist. We thought it was peanuts for a while.
Really?
I went to an allergist. I don't know if it's, like, sun-driven, but...
Oh, wow,
no,
that
they
sucks.
Just gave me this little concoction if I ever... Because I can feel when it's happening.
Yeah.
They just gave me a little concoction that I take these three things, and then it goes away.
But I think it's pretty hot.
Oh, God, that's what I was saying. Jody, we're dying. It happens to me with... avocado, and it's like, don't even try to freaking kiss me, because my lips are fat and on fire.
We were in San Diego, and we woke up.
Oh,
Mike, I feel like my lips are puffy, and he was Mike, like,
ooh.
Yeah, I did. I go, yeah, they are.
Oh, God, I'm dying.
Yeah.
God.
Well, I'm just trying to be positive.
Yeah, trying to be positive.
You know, she was insecure about going out and blah, blah. I said, no, they look great.
Yeah, they look, okay. Oh, God. Why do guys like that?
I don't know.
Oh, God. Yeah, okay.
All right, have a great day. I love you.
Thanks, Jody.
Bye, guys.
Just a few things we think you should know as you head off to work or school to wrap up the work week.
Chances are you've already pretty much given up on your New Year's resolutions.
What?
Yeah, it's the day. According to a psychology professor in Texas, now he says we should start on New Year's resolutions on March 4th. That gives ourselves the first 8 weeks or so to figure out what we want to change and how we want to go about changing it. And then incorporating small changes and finding people who can motivate you to those changes. So, which kind of makes sense because, yeah, a lot of people already threw in the towel. Costco, I like to let you know what's going on with the big food. They're selling a 27-pound bucket of mac and cheese, people.
Yes.
It has a shelf life of 20 years.
Uh-huh.
Sells for $90.
Stock the bunker up on that.
Yeah, exactly. That's 180 servings of the mac and cheese.
You know what I found out? My grandson, Ethan, who's only 6 years old, I said, hey, you want some mac and cheese? We were shopping at the store. And he goes, nah.
Does he not like mac and cheese?
No, I go, how do you not like mac and cheese?
Oh, wow, okay.
Now, my two girls, they said, well, after mac and cheese, then they fell in love with the shells.
Oh, okay,
they wanted the Velveeta.
Yeah, oh, yeah. But not one bit of cheese in it, either.
That's beside the point.
I know, exactly. I know, probably, probably good for him.
Maybe, but what kid doesn't like mac and cheese?
Yeah, I know. And the CDC says flu, widespread. It is bad right now. Doctors say rather than chicken soup, the best remedy for the cold and flu is sex.
What?
They say, yep. They say that it releases, they're called phagocytes. And during sex, the number of those sometimes double, and they detect and destroy antibodies. So, yeah, those
are the number
one.
I've been saying this for how long?
Yeah. Too bad we don't feel like it when we're sick. It's like, all right, go ahead, honey.
Well, you're supposed to do it preventative.
I'm here.
Listen, yeah.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. They say it's a remedy, actually. While you have it,
I'm
you
sorry.
Might want it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that's who you want to have sex with.
Yeah. Go do it. I'm already sweating here. I can barely catch my breath. I might vomit, but I'm good. Go ahead. Let's do this. Yeah. It'll help me out tremendously. It's Friday. A few things you should know.
I wanted to play you some audio. We call them musical earworms.
Yeah.
Those songs that get stuck in your head.
Right.
And when it comes to your kids, I know there's quite a few that still to this day parents have in their head. They go, oh, if I hear that song one more time. I think the most recent would be from Frozen.
Oh, Let It Go.
Let it go.
That's still stuck in people's heads. Yeah.
Anytime you go to Disneyland, it's a small world.
It's a small world. Yeah.
Well, here's the latest kids song that has become now that earworm of music. It's actually on the Billboard charts now at number 32, and it's called Baby Shark Song.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to this.
Mommy shark.
Yeah. And the I go through the whole family.
That actually sounds like you. This part. Yes.
What about Papa?
Okay, that sounds like no. Oh, boy.
So this song is so big. Like I said, it's on the Billboard charts.
I swear to God we have to write a song because it doesn't take much. It really doesn't.
What was the one that we did a takeoff on about the fox?
It was What Does the Fox Say?
That was
Friday.
The same.
You probably still have it. Something... Because it's Friday, I think that's what we did. Yeah. That was requested heavily.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. And this just goes on.
Yeah.
To the whole family. Cousins, everybody else. It's called the Baby Shark Song. Mom and Dad, I'm sure you're familiar with that. And I'm sure kids in the car now going, oh, I love that song. Play it one
man.
More time.
Yeah.
No, oof. That's it. Do anything for you this morning, we'll put that song in your head.
Yay!
Every Friday, we get Jeff Howard in studio, but this time he's on the phone because he's got that flu thing going on.
Man.
Talking about a couple of new movies coming out over the weekend. The big one, of course, with Bryan Cranston and Kevin Hart.
Yeah, it's called The Upside. This is a remake of a French film called The Untouchables. And not just any French film. It's one of the most successful French films ever. And it's based on a true story about an ex-parole convict played by Kevin Hart, who's hired by a paralyzed billionaire played by Bryan Cranston. And, you know, of course, it's got all the cliches you could imagine in it. But, you know, here's Kevin Hart, and I'm not really a fan of his comedy. I try.
Right.
I can take him here and there, but overall, I'm just not a fan of his comedy. But here, like Melissa McCarthy we saw earlier, Can You Ever Forgive Me, where she plays also a real character,
mm-hmm.
he gets to show his dramatic side. And you would think Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston, you know, from Breaking Bad and Malcolm in the Middle. But you know what? Their chemistry works. But overall, it's really entertaining. So just make sure you bring the tissue.
Also, A Dog's Way Home.
A Dog's Way Home, which is based on a true story about a dog, Bella, who is separated from her family and goes on a 400-mile journey to get back to the place that she calls home. So, of course, it's one of those incredible journeys. But the true story is even more fascinating about the making of the film. Bella, the dog they found to play the part, is actually a pound rescue dog.
Aww.
And it's voiced by Bryce Dallas Howard, Ron Howard's daughter. It's just a great family film.
And, Jeff, Escape Room.
Yeah, this came out last week, and I really wanted to mention this because I was really surprised how interesting this film was. And it's a psychological thriller about six strangers who find themselves in these different situations. Now, of course, this one does, people do die in this film, but it's PG-13 and it's more psychological. So the four or five different escape rooms, they really have to figure out these clues while the clock is ticking. So the whole point of this movie, if it's successful or not, is creating exciting and original escape rooms. So I thought it was really fascinating. We've got upside down rooms. We've got rooms that are like sub-zero to extreme heat temperatures. Check it out. It's really creative.
All right. Okay. Follow him on YouTube, Facebook, and of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, get better, and we'll see you in studio next week.
I'll be there. Thanks a lot, guys.
We were playing the Baby Shark song. I didn't know there were different versions of the song, for crying out loud. I mean, geez, that gets stuck in your head before you know it. Mama Shark.
Oh, please.
Mama Shark.
Oh, let it go.
The one song somebody texted in that we did quite a while ago.
Yeah, it was when that song, What Does the Fox Say?
That was another one that would get stuck in your head.
God, it was so annoying. So we, perfect song for today.
Yeah, because we called it Because It's Friday.
Yeah.
So here's your...
Oh, boy.
All this work, I'm burned out, finally. Strikes five, grab my things, and I head out to my car. Take off my tie and change my clothes. Gonna hit the town. I'm putting my whole life on hold. Because it's Friday.
There it is, because it's Friday. get that stuck in your head.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got to start singing again. That's what I got to do.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Mike and Carla morning show at about 8:08, where you still have a few more minutes. Enter the word WIN, W-I-N, WIN. Enter it through the free KKLZ app or online through our website, 96.3kklz.com. Win $1,000 as well as qualify for the 10K payday, $10,000 that we'll announce the winner on, of course, February 5th. Even if you don't win the $1,000, you're still qualified for the $10,000 if you enter the word WIN within the 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. The text from Tori, they play the Baby Shark video last night at the hockey game.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of kids doing the Baby Shark dance. Now, is that because we played the Sharks, or is that because, Morty, is that because...
Yeah, because they play the Sharks.
Yeah.
They don't play it any other time?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm sure the Sharks love it, too.
Yeah, I know. They probably do, actually.
Stuck in my head, not only at home, but now at work when I'm on the ice. Okay. All right, sunshine today. Maybe some high clouds, otherwise shouldn't be too bad. 63 for a high. Clouds and a chance of a shower over the weekend. High in the mid to upper 60s. I'm sorry, 50s. About 44 outside right now. Carla will have another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Michael J. Fox and I have something in common.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what it is.
Is it fruitcake?
No. But kind of close.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
In a recent interview, Drew Barrymore says, "I've never done heroin or plastic surgery because I don't want to get addicted to them." She was into drugs heavily years ago, but not that. And she says, quote, "They're both very slippery slopes. I feel if I try either, I'll be dead really soon."
She's had plastic surgery?
Nope, she never has, and she's totally against getting it done because of that. She said, "I'm afraid I'll just want more and more."
Good for her.
I agree. She looks good. She looks just fine. So good for her is right. Michael J. Fox recently got his first tattoo, Mike. First tattoo, 57 years old. He had a sea turtle inked on his right forearm. He actually finished up. He paid them. And then he gave the guy an autographed pair of self-lacing Nike sneakers and a hoverboard.
Wow.
How cool is that? I know.
Look,
that's
just
so cool.
That's better than money.
I agree.
That's way better than money.
How much the tattoo's? $100. Here you go. Why don't you have this too? Oh, my God. That's so cool.
My grandson, Ethan, got a hoverboard for Christmas.
Yeah?
Along with some of the other neighborhood kids.
Yeah, okay.
And now it's just hoverboards everywhere.
You better be careful on that. They've fixed them, I think.
Yeah, so where they don't blow up.
Yes.
Okay. Or go in circles.
Yeah. Yes, that too. Oh, man. And big, big news. Tim Tebow, one step closer to getting rid of his V card. And by that, I mean he's engaged. He might have sex soon.
Wow.
Yeah, he's engaged. 2017 Miss Universe Demi Lee, I believe is her name. I think it's Demi or Demi. Posted a pic with them. There's a caption. "Thank you for saying yes and making me the happiest man in the world. You're the love of my life, and I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with you."
I don't believe it.
You're not buying the fact that he's a virgin?
No, not at all.
Oh, that he's a virgin?
Not at all.
Well, we can't really have that discussion, but there are a lot of different definitions. Virgin.
Yeah, of a virgin are you?
Yeah, Yeah, what degree of virgin are you, Tim Tebow?
How far did you go when you said, "Okay, I can't go any further because I'm a virgin"?
I can't. We so need to be on another.
They have room for us on the AM.
Yeah, I know. Hey, John.
That's the after show.
She said, "Any dreams I've ever had, you've exceeded them all. I love you. I can't wait to spend forever with you." She's 23. How cute is that? Oh, my God.
This will be perfect.
Oh, honey, let me tell you something to me.
Okay.
You're going to change dramatically between now and 30.
Uh-huh.
And I'll bet he's not that cute to you. At some point, you're going to say, "Oh, my God, I married a virgin. Are you kidding? Oh, this is just great."
Uh-huh.
How come you don't know how to do that? Nobody told you how to do
Stop
that?
Stop it. It'll be awesome. Good for him. Good for the both of them.
It'll be wonderful.
You know I'm a big believer in love.
I know you are. Several times you've believed in it, Mike, and I'm proud of you. That is my faithfully deep take for this hour.
Mike and Carla, morning show, 8:37. All right, got these tickets from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Clause at John Fogerty, my 50-year trip inside the Encore Theater. Win Las Vegas. This show's in April. All right? So every Friday, all three of us get together and do a crappy-oaky version of our favorite song.
Yeah, it's just a big crap fest for music.
So normally we would do songs from the artist of which we're giving away.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is, pretty much John Fogerty last couple of weeks.
Yeah, so we've done and played a lot of John Fogerty and Creedence songs, so we went in a different direction with One Hit Wonders.
So here it is. All you have to do is listen to this medley of three songs. And in order, by title, identify all three songs.
And you pointed it out, Mike. It's one from every decade. Like the 70s, 80s, 90s.
Here it is.
There's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down.
We can dance if you want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine.
That was really good, man.
All right, so all you have to do is, in order, by title, identify each song that's in that medley of Crappy-Oaky Friday.
Yeah.
Let me give it to you one more time. Here it is.
There's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down.
We can dance if you want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine.
John was really feeling it. And then, of course, with you, Carla, I could just see you on a stage doing that.
I so want to do that at karaoke.
You know, with the spot right over you and just going, every day, I just watch the rain.
Because that was the 90s, right?
You guys had
the happy stuff. And then the 90s were like, oh.
Giving you a chance to win those tickets for John Fogerty. It's Crappy-Oaky Friday. All you have to do is identify all three songs by title in order. Here you go.
There's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down.
We can dance if you want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine.
Rhonda, can you identify all three songs in order by title?
Yes, I can.
Go ahead.
Brandy, Safety Dance, and No Rain.
Right on. Good job. Rhonda, I think they were pretty obvious, were they not?
Yeah. Yes, you made it very easy.
And I think we were pretty damn good.
Well done. Well done. You got the tickets. You're going to see John Fogerty, Win Las Vegas, inside the Encore Theater. And your show is in April, so thanks a lot for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. And let's hear it. Go Knights, go.
Go Knights, go.
You must be at work, huh?
I am.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by WGU Nevada, an online nonprofit university. WGU, it's a new kind of you. Well, listen to this. A 31-year-old woman in Milwaukee stopped a random guy on the street last week, asked for a birthday hug. And of course, the guy said, sure, I'll give you a hug.
Sure, why not?
Well, he hugged her, and she ripped off the wallet from the guy. She had done this to a couple of people, in fact. See, guys are such easy targets. We're so stupid.
Oh, I love it. Yes. Yes. Very true. Is she hot?
Okay.
Jeez, come here. Come here.
Yeah, this hot. Hold on.
Oh, jeez. Okay. All right.
A guy in Virginia got into a police chase on Wednesday morning, and when the cops finally stopped him, he said it was, quote, a lifelong dream to run away from the police.
Okay.
Have you ever had that?
Okay.
I've watched TV shows.
Yeah.
And when guys are running away from the cops.
Right.
Have you ever thought to yourself, first of all, why are you running down the middle of the street?
Right. Right. Well.
Duck and cover.
Yeah.
Serpentine.
But I don't know if down the middle of the street, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that's, I don't know. Why, is there a strategy there?
No, I don't think there is.
Do you think
you could outrun the cops?
If they were chasing you? Depends on what grade shape they were in. I don't know. I mean, I don't think I could.
No?
I don't know.
Like if I gave you a 100.
I'm the fastest runner.
I get that.
You know?
But if I gave you like 100 yards.
Yeah.
And said, go.
Oh, well, yeah, then I think I could.
On foot?
Because then I can gain some momentum. Yeah. I can gain a little momentum. Is it downhill or downhill, right?
Yeah, we start here and go down Sahara.
Oh, yes. There we go.
Just go east on Sahara. Well, he's been charged with eluding. And there'll probably be some other charges.
Eluding.
Throw donuts.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Jeez. Well, people are now doing the Bird Box challenge with their dogs. They're placing scarves and blindfolds on their dog's eyes. And then the dog has to navigate somewhere and find a treat.
That is so sad.
It is sad. And animal lovers say, no, stop it. Stop it because dogs are running into walls and all that stuff. Did you not learn something from
I'm not even a pet guy. I don't have pets.
I know.
And people think we hate dogs.
That's horrible.
But we don't. We love dogs.
That's terrible. I just don't have them.
No,
Mike, yeah. You've never had one, have you?
I have.
Did you? Oh, okay.
I've tried.
Okay.
Carla,
it doesn't matter the relationship. Yeah, I know. I've tried, okay? Just stop. I can't make it work, okay?
It's not you, it's me.
I couldn't do it 3 times, and then I couldn't do it with a chihuahua either. Leave me alone. Oh, my God. Well, speaking of it, I'm going to keep it going then. Nevada City, California, they've started a crowdfunding campaign in order to pay for goats. They're looking for goats. This is real.
I bet.
To eat the dry grass around town. Now, it's called a Goat Fund Me campaign.
Oh.
And it's because of the wildfires. Now, if they take down some of that stuff, you know, it's going to be a lot safer.
Right.
But they say 200 goats can eat an acre a day. That's a lot of goats.
Right.
I mean, you know, there's going to be a lot of goats wandering around Nevada City.
Well, didn't Trump say that? It's because of the bad management.
So
you got to cut down the grass and rake. You got to do a lot of raking.
Exactly.
Goats.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good for
goats,
them.
Man. Well, good luck with that, people. And yeah, exactly. You know what? Just don't blindfold the goats.
Yeah, blindfold.
Okay.
Bird Box challenge with goats.
It's Friday. That's your other news.
96.3 KKLZ. That's what the Vegas Golden Knights have to get back. The Eye of the Tiger.
The Eye of the Tiger. Man, isn't that the truth?
Start a whole new winning streak over.
Yes, exactly.
And they hit the ice tomorrow against the Chicago Blackhawks.
Cool. Uh-oh.
So go
Uh-oh.
Knights go.
I know. This one hurts you, doesn't it?
Hurts me.
It hurts you. I got it.
All right. Every morning we wrap up the show with a feel-good story and a feature we call...
Tell me something good.
This is the cutest story ever. A Grand Hyatt Hotel in Hawaii recently gave 5-star treatment to a teddy bear that was left behind in one of their rooms.
What?
Anna Picard contacted the hotel after her son accidentally left his teddy bear behind on their vacation. Sutro. That's his teddy bear's name.
Uh-huh.
The hotel responded by sending back really funny pictures, actually, of the bear getting pampered at the spa.
Are you serious?
Yes. They had the bear at the water slide. They had the bear by the pool. And they sent the pictures along with Sutro and said, we're so glad Sutro got to enjoy an extended vacation with us. And, of course, mahalo to all of the rest of you. And our staff says thank you for letting us take such good care of Sutro. So that is the aloha spirit.
I'm just imagining
to know and love.
This stuffed bear laying on his stomach with a little towel.
Yeah. You know. Or a little foil, under the neck.
That's awesome.
Is that great? And of course, you know,
Morty's from Hawaii. Home. That is. Exactly. That's the Aloha spirit.
Yes.
That bear got better treatment than me.
See? Exactly.
You live there. That is a sweet story. And
it
boy,
really is.
Those, you know, Ethan, our grandson has these animals that he sleeps with. And boy, if he doesn't have them.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's... You seriously, can't you just. I'll be right back. You have a feel-good story you'd like us to hear about. We want to know about it, so just submit it through the website, 96.3kklz.com, the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. 9:40, before we kick off the 96-minute Morning Music Marathon, don't forget, anything you missed on the morning show today, all this week, catch up, keep up by downloading a podcast of the condensed version of the show, plus entertainment news, interviews, and a lot more. Right there on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page, Wendy Rush. She's going to keep you company throughout the workday, and she'll have your next chance in about 20 minutes to score $1,000. Plus, everybody else qualify for that $10,000 grand prize in the 10K payday contest. Otherwise, do have a great day, great weekend. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other. We'll talk to you Monday morning week on Tuesday.
Yeah. This is
huge concert announcement. All right. Bye-bye.
To the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.